Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA and Nicole and Avola Burnt. We have to do this segment fast.
Okay, let's do it.
Because it's ice cream.
And it's...
it's melting.
It's melting.
I always tell people off the air before we begin that you need to be really close to these microphones for people to hear you. And what I usually tell them is be ice cream cone licking distance away. We are going to be literally licking ice cream cones now this time. So you are making ice cream. Grand Val Scoop in Granville, Massachusetts, on the border.
Licking the
it's
border.
It's ice cream cone licking distance away from Connecticut. So talk to me about your ice cream, Avola. How long have you guys been doing this?
We started making ice cream in 1991 as a part of a way to supplement the dairy cows and try to diversify the income and make people aware of an outlet for other dairy products to be sold on the farm.
So are you still a fully functional dairy?
No, we sold the cows in 2004 when my mother passed away.
Mm-hmm. How long was that dairy farm in your family?
My great-grandparents bought the farm in 1903. And then my grandfather started to do the milk processing, and he actually processed milk and peddled it from his truck back in when my mother was a little girl.
Uh-huh. And a real old-fashioned milkman.
Yep. We all grew up there, and when I was a kid, we had a small farm, like a hobby farm.
Mm-hmm.
And we showed cows at all the local fairs and raised milk for ourselves. And we had a few people come and buy milk from us. In 1982, we built the dairy barn and decided, well, we either have to go in or out. So my mother really, really loved cows and loved dairying. And that was her passion. So we built the barn, a small farm. We milked 30 cows.
But it's hard to be a New England dairy farm, as we've heard from so many other farmers.
Right.
And so at some point, the family makes the decision, we're not going to be a dairy anymore. I'm sure it was not an easy decision to make, but then to figure out what's going to be next, ice cream.
Yep.
Who doesn't love that, except people who are lactose intolerant. Now, tell me about the flavors.
Oof.
How many flavors of Grand Val Scoop do you guys have? 32 flavors and then some?
There's way more than 32. We just redid the recipe book last year, and we're well up over 150, closer to 200. It's not stuff that we
have. Take that, Baskin and Robbins.
Yeah. It's not stuff that we have all the time. We always have 32 flavors in the dipping chest, so 32 flavors that you can come in.
Where did 32 come from?
I don't know. It's like,
I mean, is it
Baskin
Robbins, or
two times?
Did the cart drive the horse or something like that?
216.
It's
container
just the size of
chest.
The freezer. So
that's interesting.
If we could scoop more, we would. But the real problem with that is people have a hard enough time deciding with 32. So
yeah,
if we
a lot of choice.
If we got bigger than that, it would be
so
crazy.
So tell me some of the seasonal flavors.
Right now, actually, we have our rhubarb out.
Nice. Oh, my wife will die. She loves rhubarb, but I don't think she's ever had rhubarb ice cream.
That's our first seasonal flavor. And then from there, we go to blueberry, and from blueberry to peach. And then in the fall, we do like an apple pie.
Mm.
We have other seasonal flavors, but those are our main seasonal, locally sourced ingredient.
But flavors. You have a maple, right? That's
yes.
That's all throughout
yeah.
the year, maybe. Even.
Yep. The maple
there
walnut the maple walnut is one of our Scoop classic flavors, which we call them, which are the flavors that are always in the dipping chest at all times. And that is made from maple syrup from West Granville's Maple Corner Farm.
It's to die for. I'm eating it right now. And this is like a ton of ice cream. Everybody else at the station, if you leave this stuff here, I'm going to be their hero. If you talk to ice cream people that, you know, you talk to Steve Harrell right across the way, people that have been doing this a long time, their favorite is almost always vanilla. Is that true for you too, Nicole and Avola Burnt from Grand Val Scoop?
It's definitely true with my father.
Yes.
It's my father too, but I always thought it's because my dad's pretty boring.
He's definitely the vanilla connoisseur. We always ask him. He makes all the ice cream with me, and he's definitely the vanilla connoisseur. I myself like chocolate.
Yeah, so do I. I'm
more chocolate myself. But
I love ice cream, and Granville would be a fun place to go. But what else is there if I come for this incredible ice cream? What else do you have going on?
Well, we try to make it a very family-friendly destination because it's not right on the beaten path. You have to want to go there. All the farm animals are there for people to come and visit and pet and feed. We have goats, chickens, sheep, ducks, geese, llamas, alpacas.
Oh, nice.
And of course the cows that we rent out the big barn up there to Rockwood Farm, which is a 300 cow dairy that's a quarter of a mile up the road from us.
So the barn is still getting use that your mom, they made for your mom. That's good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Turned it into an apartment complex or something.
Yeah.
So you're celebrating your 25th anniversary as ice cream makers, even though the farm has been there for quite some time, and you're going to have a celebration in July.
The farm has been in the family since 1903, but we've been making ice cream and scooping it for 25 seasons now, and we are doing 25th season celebration the 10th, 11th, and 12th of July. That we're kicking it off on Friday night with a free family movie night.
What movie?
I believe we're going to do How to Train Your Dragon. We haven't decided for certain yet, but
like, will that be like outside? Like,
yeah, it's
drive-in
an outdoor movie. We have a big screen that we put up on the back of the barn, and
really cool.
And everybody camps out in the backyard with their.
You should watch Charlotte's Web.
Wait,
that's
everybody
a
will be
great
crying.
One.
Do the cows get to watch?
The cows actually do. It's right next to their barn. They stick their heads out. They're very interested in what we're doing back there. We had our first one. It's something we're trying out this season. We had our first one last month, and they were very interested.
What movie was it?
We did Fantastic Mr. Fox.
They don't like that one.
No.
Cows don't like that movie. And then you've got music and things like that.
On Saturday, we're doing like a local farmer, artisan, crafter fair and hay rides and face painting and pony rides. And plus, obviously, visiting with the animals we have. And then on Sunday, in the evening, we're doing a free concert where you can come, bring your dinner, set out chairs, dance if you'd like with the Resurrection Airmen.
And there's ice cream. So how bad could it be? Nicole and Ebola Burnt from Grand Val Scoop in Granville, right? Ice cream cone licking distance away from Connecticut. Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.